This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
Who are you? Some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighborhood.
Welcome to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show, broadcasting from the Radio Realtors Easy Solutions Home Sales Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate. And thanks for tuning in to the Radio Realtors today.
And you can hear the Radio Realtors on your radio every weekend on AM 1380 The Answer, Money 105.5 FM, on the station apps or streaming online.
And if you miss any of the Radio Realtors, you can always listen to our podcast by searching for the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
That's right, Frank. And you can basically find the Radio Realtors podcast anywhere you can find podcasts these days.
And unlike a lot of other realtors, people need to know, Rob, that if you call us at 916-269-3337, we will not pass you off to someone else. We will work with you personally.
That is absolutely true, Frank. And that's very important. We will work with you personally. So text us or call us right now for a free, no obligation consultation at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
And Rob, here at the Radio Realtors, we just don't discuss real estate on the radio. We do real estate.
That's right. So if you're looking to buy a home or sell your current home, or maybe you got to do both, you need realtors with easy home solutions to help you succeed every time.
And you are without a doubt in the right place if you're a potential home buyer, because we can help you get into your next home in as little as 10 days with the Radio Realtors RWA Certified Home Buyer Program.
And if you've been thinking about selling your home, nothing beats the Radio Realtors Easy Solutions Home Sale Program. Whether you need an all-cash offer, some help sprucing up your home to sell with our quick fix and list option, or even a targeted marketing approach, we can do all these things for you, and our listings include professional HD photography of your home, a video tour of your home, a 3D virtual tour, and home staging if you need it.
So call or text us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we're going to cover some exciting topics for you today, including...
Number one, the Radio Realtors' 6 steps to winning a bidding war.
That is going to be fun. Number two is how to become a Radio Realtors power buyer.
And number three, are we headed toward another housing bubble?
Boy, these are going to be some great topics. And you can connect with us anytime by calling or texting us on the Radio Realtors hotline at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
So call or text us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
So Frank, you've probably heard about that 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, 1,400 square foot Citrus Heights home with a pool on a quiet cul-de-sac that was listed at just under $400,000, that received a lot of offers in just 1 weekend.
Yeah,
did you hear about it?
It's gotten a lot of press.
That's right. And the sellers were smart here, Frank. I mean, they understood what was happening in the current housing market, and this is what they said. Cue the soundbite, Mr. Producer.
We have this little friendly wager going. I'm like, all right, I think we're going to get 8 offers.
And I like 10.
And the sellers underestimated the number of offers by a lot, Frank, because they received 122 offers in 1 weekend.
And the biggest news here is that 121 other people didn't get this house. Imagine there were that many buyers for this one home, Rob.
That's right, Frank. And even worse is if you don't have a seasoned realtor working with you that understands how to submit a competitive offer, you will just be spinning your wheels and wiping your tears with your rejected offers.
Sure will. And from what we understand, the highest offer on the Citrus Heights home was above over $500,000, but that was not the winning offer.
Yeah, for this seller, there were some other factors to consider as well. The couple was trying to buy a home in Idaho, and they needed time for the escrow to close on that home, so one crucial term for the accepted offer was they needed a rent back.
And the final selling price of the home was in the mid $400,000 range, which was, at the very least, $50,000 above list price.
Yeah, so how do you win in this crazy market as a potential home buyer? Well, on the Radio Realtors today, we are going to show you how you can be a Radio Realtors power buyer and how you can win the bid on a house even with multiple offers.
Multiple offer situations are fairly common, especially now, and even more so for the first-time home buyers.
Yeah, and to improve your odds of winning a bidding war, you're going to need to plan your approach days or weeks in advance. But even inexperienced buyers can win a bidding war on the perfect house by using some of the Radio Realtor's professional wisdom.
So let's talk about how you can get an edge on the competition. The first thing you need to know is the answer to this question.
And that question is, what is a bidding war? You know, a bidding war is when at least two prospective buyers have made legitimate offers for a home. And in many cases now, it is way more than two offers.
And obviously the seller needs a determine which offer is the best. It could be an easy decision for the seller, especially if one prospective buyer has a much more attractive offer than others.
Yeah, unfortunately though, the bidding war could also turn into a drawn out counter offer process if the purchase offers are very similar when it comes to offer price, terms, and contingencies.
That's when a seller is in the driver's seat and can sit back and watch while the buyers try to outbid each other on money, terms, or both.
That's right. And bidding wars have been fairly common of late. In most of 2020, over half of the home offers written by the Radio Realtors, we face competitive bids.
So let's cover the Radio Realtors' six steps to winning a bidding war.
And we should add, Frank, preparing a strategy is vital because you might have just a few hours or even less to respond during a back and forth negotiation with the seller.
Right, Rob. So here are six steps to winning a bidding war.
Yeah. So the number one step to winning a bidding war is get RWA certified. And this is the Radio Realtors pre-approval. Pre-approval is a step most buyers are going to take anyway, but it's absolutely essential for anyone in a competitive bidding situation. Pre-qualification is just not enough, as it doesn't show that the lender conducted the same amount of due diligence, such as checking your earnings and doing a hard credit check, that a pre-approval would require.
And Rob, although a pre-approval takes longer than a pre-qualification and will require you fill out a mortgage application, it's definitely worth it. And at the Radio Realtors, we take it one step further.
That's right, Frank. With the Radio Realtors RWA certification, we show that you have met all criteria required to become an RWA certified home buyer in the state of California. If you've spoken with a qualified lender for a pre-approval and you are comfortable with the monthly payment discussed for your desired purchase price.
In addition to that, your RWA certification shows you are working with a certified realtor to represent your best interest.
That's correct. An RWA certification also shows you have been educated on various types of acquisitions and opportunities, and that you're working with realtors that understand all the required addendums and disclosures and disclaimers for all types of properties offered for sale in the state.
Basically, what we're trying to tell home sellers and listing agents is that as a Radio Realtors RWA certified home buyer, you should be deemed as highly qualified and ready, willing, and able to purchase a home based on the terms disclosed to you and us, your realtors.
Right. Now, before we go to the second step to winning a bidding war, we're going to go to break. But if you'd like to get a hold of us, give us a call right now on the Radio Realtors hotline. That's 916-269-3337, 916-269-3337. And we'll be back after this. You know, there are some people who believe that all mortgage lenders are the same, but do you believe that diamonds and cubic zirconia are the same? At first glance, they look similar, but to the trained eye, they are totally different. What's even worse is when you're in the middle of refinancing or buying a home and you discover your lender is a cubic zirconia. This discovery may cause your deal to fall apart. And if you want the real deal when it comes to buying or refinancing a home, you need the diamond. Call Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. Dave Dave and his team are devoted to helping you get the right loan with the best interest rates and the lowest fees. And Dave can close most refinance and purchase loans in just 2 to 3 weeks. For a quick response, you can call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225 or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690, equal housing lender.
Hey, if you need flooring for your home, do yourself a favor and check out Zotex Flooring. But you know, don't take my word for it. Check out their hundreds of amazing reviews on Yelp and Google. Zotex is a family-run business, and their friendly design experts will help you pick a beautiful floor that suits your home and lifestyle. By the way, Zotex also carries a wide selection of cabinets and countertops. Zotex is your number one choice for flooring, cabinets, and countertops. They have 3 showrooms, Sacramento, Rockland, and Vacaville. You got to check them out online at zotexflooring.com.
Hey there, Robert Lewis here with the Radio Realtors, and I'm excited to offer you another unique home sale option. We call it the Easy Cash Offer Home Sale, and this is a great option if you have a home that's a heavy fixer or has serious deferred maintenance. Or maybe you have a rental property that you've owned for years and the tenants have made it a headache for you. The Easy Cash Offer Home Sale is even a wonderful option for you if you've inherited a home that maybe has a lot of needed repairs and you just don't have the time, energy, or money to take care of it on your own. Call the Radio Realtors today at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. We'll come out to your home for a quick as-is value. And in many cases, we can offer you a competitive cash offer on the spot and close in as little as 14 days. The Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale. Get your cash offer today at 833-32-RADIO or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
Hi, this is Jerry with Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. Last year was our best ever, and to show our appreciation, we're offering discounts for all your spring cleaning and honey-do list. We're called Chim Chimney, so of course we do chimney cleaning and repairs, but we're also the trusted pros at rain gutter cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, pressure washing, tree trimming, and junk removal. Call us today at 916-247-6579 or online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com.
Ants, spiders, cockroaches, termites, and rodents, nobody wants them in their home or business. But fortunately, since 1999, family-owned and operated Defender Termite and Pest Management has been getting rid of these pests and giving home and business owners peace of mind. And for a limited time, your initial startup fee is only $49. When it comes to pests, don't battle them on your own. Contact Defender today at DefenderPest.com. That's DefenderPest.com, Defender Termite and Pest Management, helping you to win the war on pests. If you're like me, and I know I am, you hate to lose. And it doesn't matter if it's your favorite basketball team, your local softball games, or your fantasy football league. When it comes to buying a home, your attitude should be the same, because in home buying, second place is first place loser. Robert Lewis here at the Radio Realtors. We're real estate pros. We like to win, and we'll contribute up to $5,000 of our commission to prove it. Call us or text us at 833-32-RADIO or online at the Radio Realtors.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show, broadcasting from the Radio Realtors Easy Solutions Home Sales Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And we're talking to you today about the Radio Realtors 6 steps to winning a bidding war. So far, we've only got through the first one because we had a lot of information to talk about, especially about that Citrus Heights house that got the 122 offers.
in 48 hours. I mean, that's like a couple of offers an hour. You know, so
I would have cut that thing off a lot sooner.
I would have probably done the same thing because, you know, you only need maybe a handful, right?
Yes.
But we talked about, you know, what a bidding war is. A bidding war is basically when you've got two prospective buyers at least making legitimate offers. In this market, we're seeing that there's a lot more than that, right? And our number one step to winning a bidding war is to get RWA certified. And this is the Radio Realtors pre-approval. This is one step beyond pre-approval. It's two steps beyond pre-qualification. But this is basically getting you into the best position possible that you are deemed as a highly credible and qualified buyer. And then we're going to turn you into a Radio Realtors power buyer, and we're going to get into a little bit more of that as the show goes on. Now, the second step to winning a bidding war is to know your financial limits. When you're preparing for a bidding war, think of it like an auction. You need to know how much house you can afford before you actually bid.
And then there are three primary financial tactics you can use to get a financial edge on other bidders. So number one is include an escalation clause.
Yeah, once you know the maximum amount you're willing to bid on a home, you can include an escalation clause in your purchase offer to ensure you can instantly counter any other offer.
An escalation clause lets you increase your bid to avoid being outbid by another buyer up to a specific amount.
Yeah, for example, if a home is priced at $400,000 and you know you're in or may face a competitive bidding situation, you could offer, let's say, $405,000 and agree that you'll beat any other bids by $5,000 up to $430,000 if that's your limit. And it'll be up to the seller to accept this clause, but it shows that you are very serious about closing the deal.
Number two is to provide more earnest money. Buyers typically provide 1-5% of the purchase price as earnest money, a form of security deposit in a purchase contract.
Yeah, and your earnest money deposit gives sellers the assurance that you will follow through with the purchase. And if you bail out on the contract without citing a contingency, you're going to likely lose that earnest money.
If you put down more than the typical earnest money amount, it will tell the sellers that you're determined to follow through to the closing.
And in some cases, Frank, you may want to put in an offer where your earnest money is non-refundable, but only if you're 100% sure that you're going through with the purchase of a particular home.
Okay, that takes us to number three. And I know it's not for everybody, but if you have it, it's golden. Offer to pay cash. If you have the ability to offer an all-cash bid, you gain a distinct advantage because you eliminate the possibility of a mortgage falling through before closing.
And buying with cash will make the process go quicker because you won't need to go through the approval process with a lender who would also request an appraisal.
And if you can't cover the entire purchase price in cash, you could agree to a larger down payment on the house, which increases your approval odds and might make your bid more attractive.
Yeah, or possibly you could offer to bridge the gap between the appraised value of the home and your offer price. And we're seeing homes go above list price these days for sure. For example, the home in Citrus Heights that received 122 offers, the list price for this home was just under $400,000. It sold in the mid fours. That's probably a $50,000 difference between the appraised value and the sales price. So if you really want the house, offering to bring in the difference with cash is definitely a game changer in this market.
The number three step to winning a bidding war is remove some or all contingencies. When you make an offer to purchase a house, you know the deal could fall through for numerous reasons, and you don't want to lose your earnest money because of it.
And that's why you should include contingencies in the purchase contract. If the home inspection uncovers major problems, or the appraisal comes in low, or something goes sideways with your loan, you can get out of the contract without penalty.
But if you're in an intense bidding war, you can get an edge by removing all or most contingencies. The seller would likely prefer fewer potential roadblocks, so this might slide your bid to the top of the list.
However, if you're going to remove all or most of your contingencies, Frank, you need to know that if you back out of the deal without contingencies in place, you could be forced to forfeit several thousand dollars in earnest money.
Yeah, it's definitely risky going into no contingencies. But in this market, if you're 100% certain about the home, you can make your offer the most attractive.
That's right. Now, the number four step to winning a bidding war is to be flexible on your move-in date. Now, first-time home buyers and those who have already sold their previous home might be in a position to be flexible with the sellers on their move-in date. And we just put in an offer for a home and the seller needs a 30-day rent back. So what we did is we offered a free 30-day rent back to the seller.
Yeah, this option is attractive as it doesn't cost the buyer anything to offer the free rent back. The reason is that the buyer's first payment isn't due for almost 2 months after closing.
Yeah, Frank, the concept is a little complex and we'd be happy to discuss it with you. But the bottom line is a seller might need a rent back if they have concerns about maybe potential delays for a new home that they're having built. And in this case, they could go through the closing and then rent the home back from you for a few weeks or a month or maybe even more. And like we said, you could even offer the sellers this option at zero consideration.
Yeah. This flexibility could be as valuable, if not more valuable, than a higher bid on the house, as we saw in the Sisters Heights home with 122 offers.
That's right. Yeah.
The number five step to winning a bidding war is write a love letter.
Yeah, home sellers, especially ones who have lived in a home for a long period of time, they can sometimes be swayed by a personal note that explains why you believe this is the home of your dreams.
For example, you might know that the current owner raised a family in the home, and you can discuss how you hope to do the same.
Yeah, it might seem a little bit over the top, but it's certainly worth a try when not much separates your offer from others. And yes, it sometimes works.
I have seen that work, Rob.
Me too.
More than several occasions.
Yeah, for sure.
The number six step to winning a bidding war is be prepared to act fast. It's crucial in a strong seller's market to be ready to go see properties that match your criteria.
Yeah, do what you can to make arrangements with your work and other commitments that will allow you to look at properties as quickly as possible. And make sure all your documents, including proof of funds and those things, are ready to deliver if needed.
Yeah, Rob, mere hours can be the difference between winning and missing out on a home.
That's true. And in a busy market environment, it's usually impossible to put a list of 3 to 5 properties together, visit them all, and then take your time with a decision. It's important to be watchful and go see these properties as soon as they hit the MLS.
And you just don't want to be ready to view the home. Be prepared to make an offer as well. Make sure you've spoken with one of the Radio Realtors' preferred mortgage lenders and know all the details of what you can afford.
That's great advice, Frank. Now, if you'd like to get a hold of us, you can. Our number is 916-269-3337. That is 916-269-3337 or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com, and we'll be back after this. You know, some things are worth the wait, but in today's real estate market, you don't have time to wait for an inexperienced lender to take 30 days or longer to close your loan. That's why we recommend Jeff Compton. Jeff can close your purchase or refinance loan in 14 to 21 days in most cases. If you want great interest rates, low fees, and a quick close, you want Jeff Compton and Guild Mortgage. 916-765-2900 or online at jeffcompton.com. NMLS ID number 298997. Equal housing lender.
Hey, if you need flooring for your home, do yourself a favor and check out Zotex Flooring. But you know, don't take my word for it. Check out their hundreds of amazing reviews on Yelp and Google. Zotex is a family-run business, and their friendly design experts will help you pick a beautiful floor that suits your home and lifestyle. By the way, Zotex also carries a wide selection of cabinets and countertops. Zotex is your number one choice for flooring, cabinets, and countertops. They have 3 showrooms, Sacramento, Rockland, and Vacaville. You got to check them out online at ZOTX flooring.com.
With the price of real estate right now, who can afford to buy a home with potential problems? That's why Golden State Home Inspections provides you with a detailed report full of information not offered by other inspectors. With Golden State, they promise you the highest quality inspections with an educational room-by-room walkthrough so you fully understand the condition of the home that you want to buy. Don't gamble with your home purchase. Schedule your inspection now at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. That's GoldenStateHomeInspections.com.
If you're like many people in Northern California, your home is your greatest asset. You've spent years working to build your equity. Now's the time to put that equity to work with a reverse mortgage from Kathy Skoda at American Advisors Group. Learn about how you can tap into this important resource and create a sound financial plan that'll help you retire better. Call Kathy Skoda today at 866-961-6345. 866-961-6345.
NMLS ID number 1039827. Equal housing lender.
If you're like me, and I know I am, you hate to lose. And it doesn't matter if it's your favorite basketball team, your local softball games, or your fantasy football league. When it comes to buying a home, your attitude should be the same, because in home buying, second place is first place loser. Robert Lewis here at the Radio Realtors. We're real estate pros. We like to win, and we'll contribute up to $5,000 of our commission to prove it. Call us or text us at 833-32-RADIO or online at the Radio Realtors.
If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all, financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold a house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes our neighborhood.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. We are broadcasting from the Radio Realtors Easy Solutions Home Sale Studio. And my name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And we've been talking to you about the Radio Realtors 6 steps to winning a bidding war, because bidding wars are highly fashionable right now. It's so it seems, right, Frank?
Sure does, Rob. It sure does.
That is for sure. It's all across the nation, you know, and we talked about what a bidding war is, but we covered the 6 steps so far, and we're getting ready for the wrap up. But I'm going to quickly just give a recap of those 6 steps if you're just tuning in. The number one step to winning a bidding war is get RWA certified. This is the Radio Realtors pre-approval, and it's 2 steps above pre-qualification, 1 step above just a regular pre-approval. But this gets you into a situation where you are a Radio Realtors power buyer. Okay. Number 2 step to winning a bidding war is to know your financial limits. And there are some tactics that you can use to get a financial edge. One is to use an escalation clause. And we can kind of talk to you about that a little bit more offline if you're interested. Another one is provide more earnest money. Another one is to pay in cash if you can, or at least be willing to bridge the gap between the appraised value and also the purchase price. The number 4 step to winning a bidding war is to be flexible on your move-in date. You know, it's a great tactic to give the seller a free rent back, or maybe they're willing to pay for the rent back, but giving them time to move out, it doesn't cost you to do it. So it's a great option for you to get a home and to be able to give the sellers an extra benefit. Now, the number 5 step to winning a bidding war is write a love letter. And Frank, we know this works. You know, you write a nice letter to them, to the sellers, telling them how much you love the home, how much you're going to enjoy raising your children in there. This is not the time to write things, hey, we hate your kitchen and we can't wait to change it. It is the great stuff that you tell them about their home, how much you're going to enjoy living there and enjoying barbecues in the backyard and swimming in the pool and conversation and all those great things during the holidays, having your family over and enjoying their house as much as they have over the years. The number 6 step to winning a bidding war is to be prepared to act fast. You cannot wait in this market even hours to see a property. When something pops on, and if the Radio Realtors give you a call and say, hey, can you meet us there in 30 minutes? you might need to be able to do that.
Especially in a market of 122 offers.
That is true.
On one house.
Yeah, so just be ready, armed, and dangerous.
Yes.
You got to be ready to go right away. It's sort of like the early bird gets the worm.
Yeah.
Well, in this case, it could be the early bird gets the house. Because if you come in with a great offer, sometimes sellers go, you know what? That's what I was looking for. I'll take it.
Yeah, and in this market, you cannot hesitate for a minute.
You sure can't.
Nope.
So the wrap up here is you want to start with a competitive offer, especially if you expect multiple offers. When you're ready to buy, understanding the current housing market is key. And smart sellers have done their research, and they will know if you haven't done yours as a buyer.
Yeah, when demand for homes is high, like it is right now, don't rely on there being any wiggle room to negotiate the price with the seller.
And though at first you may be tempted to make an offer that is maybe $10,000 under the asking price because you really want a good deal, this will not make a positive impression with a seller in a hot seller's market.
With multiple offers, the home seller will be most concerned about the guaranteed net dollar amount they'll get in the end.
Right, so pay your own closing costs. Like Frank said, it's all about the seller's net gain in the end. So plan ahead to cover your own closing costs. You may even want to pay a portion of the seller's closing costs.
By offering to also cover a portion of the seller's closing costs, you'll incentivize them to choose your offer.
That is a big word, incentivize, but I like it.
Thank you.
And you also want to close quickly. Unless the listing agent has disclosed the seller's desired sale date, agree to close on the property as quickly as possible. Within 21 days or less is a good target.
Also, assure the sellers you won't ask for repairs. Agree to purchase the property as is. Making an offer contingent on a home inspection is a must in most cases for the savvy buyer. But you can guarantee that you won't ask the seller to make any repairs from the home inspection if they accept your offer.
That's right, Frank. And in a competitive market, it also only makes sense to go above the asking price if you are able to guarantee that you can make up in cash any difference between the appraisal price and the purchase price.
And last but not least, we talked about becoming a Radio Realtor's Power Buyer. Right, Rob?
Right, Frank. I almost forgot. So becoming a Radio Realtor's Power Buyer is sort of like bending the corner on your raffle ticket entry. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, you're devilish.
Well, you know, you gotta give yourself the edge,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
So like if you're trying to win the grand prize at like your golf tournament, right?
Yeah.
You know, you make a little bend or you tear the ticket a little bit and you stuff it in there, hoping that, you know, sometimes when you bend that corner, you can get the ticket puller to pull your ticket out of the hat. And becoming a Radio Realtor's Power Buyer gives you that kind of edge for helping your offer stand out from the others. All we ask for you to do is to call us and become an RWA certified home buyer with one of our preferred mortgage lenders. You can call us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Becoming a Radio Realtor's Power Buyer doesn't cost you a penny. However, you will have to become a Radio Realtor's RWA certified home buyer that doesn't cost you a thing either. We work with you for free.
Yeah, it does cost the Radio Realtors though, and that is why we can only take a maximum of 20 power buyers at any given time. But if you want the absolute best representation for you as a potential home buyer, nothing beats the Radio Realtor's RWA certification pre-approval along with the Radio Realtor's Power Buyer Program.
You're golden.
Yeah, you are golden. So if you would like to be a part of the Radio Realtor's Power Buyer Program and you want to guarantee that you're going to get that house when you make an offer, then we're going to put our best foot forward and we're going to incentivize the sellers from the Radio Realtors to help you get that house.
This is what we do.
It is what we do.
Like Bad Boys.
I'll have to watch that movie again. I don't even remember that part. But okay. Give us a call right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. Now, we're going to transition to our last topic here. And home values rose by about 10% nationwide in 2020, Frank. And the nationwide forecast is that they're going to appreciate by about 5% nationwide this year.
Yeah, that's about right.
And this has been causing some concern that we may be headed for another housing bubble like the one we dealt with about 12 years ago. So today on the Radio Realtors, we're going to cover three reasons why we think this housing market is completely different. But you know what? We're going to tease you a little bit because we're not going to tell you those three yet. because we've got to go to break. Isn't that terrible when we do that?
You're such a tease.
I feel bad.
Yeah.
Not really, actually. But if you'd like to get a hold of the Radio Realtors, we would love to work with you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. But we're going to talk to you about this housing bubble or not coming our way. Our phone number is 916-269-3337. That is 916-269-3337 or online at theradiorealtors.com. That is theradiorealtors.com. And we will be back right after this.
You know, there are some people who believe that all mortgage lenders are the same, but do you believe that diamonds and cubic zirconia are the same? At first glance, they look similar, but to the trained eye, they are totally different. What's even worse is when you're in the middle of refinancing or buying a home and you discover your lender is a cubic zirconia. This discovery may cause your deal to fall apart. And if you want the real deal when it comes to buying or refinancing a home, you need the diamond. Call Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. Dave and his team are devoted to helping you get the right loan with the best interest rates and the lowest fees. And Dave can close most refinance and purchase loans in just 2 to 3 weeks. For a quick response, you can call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225 or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, if you need flooring for your home, do yourself a favor and check out Zotex Flooring. But you know, don't take my word for it. Check out their hundreds of amazing reviews on Yelp and Google. Zotex is a family-run business, and their friendly design experts will help you pick a beautiful floor that suits your home and lifestyle. By the way, Zotex also carries a wide selection of cabinets and countertops. Zotex is your number one choice for flooring, cabinets, and countertops. They have 3 showrooms, Sacramento, Rockland, and Vacaville. You got to check them out online at zotexflooring.com.
Hey there, Robert Lewis here with the Radio Realtors, and I'm excited to offer you another unique home sale option. We call it the Easy Cash Offer Home Sale, and this is a great option if you have a home that's a heavy fixer or has serious deferred maintenance. Or maybe you have a rental property that you've owned for years and the tenants have made it a headache for you. The Easy Cash Offer Home Sale is even a wonderful option for you if you've inherited a home that maybe has a lot of needed repairs and you just don't have the time, energy, or money to take care of it on your own. Call the Radio Realtors today at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. We'll come out to your home for a quick as-is value. And in many cases, we can offer you a competitive cash offer on the spot and close in as little as 14 days. The Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale. Get your cash offer today at 833-32-RADIO or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
Hi, this is Jerry with Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. Last year was our best ever, and to show our appreciation, we're offering discounts for all your spring cleaning and honey-do list. We're called Chim Chimney, so of course we do chimney cleaning and repairs, but we're also the trusted pros at rain gutter cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, pressure washing, tree trimming, and junk removal. Call us today at 916-247-6579 or online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com.
Ants, spiders, cockroaches, termites, and rodents, nobody wants them in their home or business. But fortunately, since 1999, family-owned and operated Defender Termite and Pest Management has been getting rid of these pests and giving home and business owners peace of mind. And for a limited time, your initial startup fee is only $49. When it comes to pests, don't battle them on your own. Contact Defender today at DefenderPest.com. That's DefenderPest.com, Defender Termite and Pest Management, helping you to win the war on pests. If you're like me, and I know I am, you hate to lose. And it doesn't matter if it's your favorite basketball team, your local softball games, or your fantasy football league. When it comes to buying a home, your attitude should be the same, because in home buying, second place is first place loser. Robert Lewis here at the Radio Realtors. We're real estate pros. We like to win, and we'll contribute up to $5,000 of our commission to prove it. Call us or text us at 833-32-RADIO or online at theradiorealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighbor.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show, broadcasting from the Radio Realtors Easy Solutions Home Sales Studio. And my name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And Frank, we are coming down the home stretch of the show. This is the fastest hour in radio, for sure. But we're talking about answering this question, are we headed toward another housing bubble? And we talked about home values in the very beginning of this segment, that they're up about 10% nationwide in 2020. And then they're expected with the forecast to appreciate it by about 5% this year. And that is causing people concern because 12 years ago, we had a bubble burst and it was tragic, right? So today on the Radio Realtors, for the last part of the segment, we're going to cover three reasons why we think this housing market is completely different.
Okay. The first reason why this market is different than 2008 is this time the housing supply is extremely limited.
Yeah. The price of any market item, Frank, is determined by supply and demand. So if supply is high and demand is low, prices normally decrease. If supply is low and demand is high, prices naturally go higher, like right now.
And Rob, in real estate, supply and demand are measured by the months of supply of inventory, which is based on the number of current homes for sale compared to the number of buyers in the market.
That's right. So the normal month supply of inventory for the housing market is about 6 months. And anything above that describes a buyer's market, signifying prices will decrease. Anything below that shows it's a seller's market in which prices normally go up.
And here's some data, Rob, for our analyticals out there. Between 2006 and 2008, the month supply of inventory increased from just over 5 months to 11 months.
And during those 3 years, Frank, the month supply was over 7 months in 27 of those 36 months.
And Rob, even so, home values, they continued to rise.
Yeah, right, Frank. So now comparing 2006 to 2008, right now, the month's inventory has been under 5 months for the last 3 years, under 4 months for 13 of the last 14 months, and under 3 for the last 6 months, and it currently stands at 1.9 months nationwide, and that is an historic low.
Man, that is, wow, sobering, very sobering.
That's right.
So remember, if supply is low and demand is high, like we are seeing right now, prices naturally increase.
Right.
So the second reason why this market is different than 2008, in this time, house demand is real.
Yeah, during the housing boom in the mid-2000s, there's a guy named Robert Shiller, and he's an American economist. He coined this term irrational exuberance. And the definition of that term is unfounded market optimism or frenzy that lacks a real foundation of fundamental valuation, but instead rests on psychological factors.
Wow, Rob, I am
That's what we're talking about back then.
Yeah, and during the last bubble, people got caught up in the frenzy and bought houses based on unrealistic belief that the housing values would continue to increase.
And I think a lot of people just expected those values to skyrocket. Just
absolutely
keep on going. You know, my house is going to be worth $2 million right now. It's only worth $350, but it's going to be, you know, a couple months. I just have to wait. And the mortgage industry, they really fed into that madness by making, you know, mortgage money available to just about anyone, as shown in the Mortgage Credit Availability Index, which is published by the Mortgage Bankers Association.
And then there are a lot of numbers again. However, the higher the index, the easier it is to get a mortgage loan. The lower the index, the more difficult it is to obtain one.
Yeah, and before the housing boom, the index stood just below 400. In 2006, the index hit an all-time high of over 868. And again, just about anyone could get a mortgage. Today, the index stands at just 122, which is well below the pre-boom level.
And Rob, right now the housing demand is real. It's not made up.
Yeah, right. Millennials, the largest generation in the country, have come to the age to marry and have kids. And those are two major components for home ownership.
In addition, COVID-19 is also challenging every household to rethink the meaning of home and to reevaluate whether their current home meets the new definition.
Yeah, it's obvious right now that there's a strong desire to own, combined with historically low mortgage rates, which makes buying a home really a sound financial decision. So because of this, today's demand is very real, like you said, Frank.
Yeah, and once again, remember, if supply is low and demand is high, prices naturally increase. Okay, the third reason why this market is different than 2008 is this time households have plenty of equity.
Yeah, Frank, once again, during the housing boom, it wasn't just purchasers who got caught up in the frenzy. Existing homeowners, they started using their homes like ATM machines.
Yeah, there was a tsunami of cash out refis, which allowed homeowners to leverage the equity in their homes.
Yeah, and check this out. From 2005 through 2007, Americans pulled out nearly $825 billion in equity, and that left many homeowners with little or no equity in their homes at a critical time. So as prices began to drop, some of those homeowners found themselves in a negative equity situation where their mortgage was higher than the value of their home.
And Rob, many people defaulted on their mortgage payments, which led to an avalanche of foreclosures.
Yeah, now today, mortgage lenders and the American public have proved that they have learned a valuable lesson for the most part from the housing crisis a little over a decade ago. Cash out refinance volume over the last 3 years was less than a third of what it was compared to the 3 years leading up to the crash.
And this more conservative viewpoint has created levels of home equity that we have never seen before. According to the Census Bureau data, over 38% of owner-occupied housing units are owned. Now check this out. Free and clear without any mortgage.
Also, Adam Data Solutions, one of the companies that we use to get our data, just released their fourth quarter 2020 U.S. home equity report, and it showed that nearly 18 million residential properties in the United States are considered equity rich, meaning that the combined estimated amount of the loan secured by those properties is 50% or less of their estimated market value.
Man, Rob, our analytical listeners are just going crazy.
They're going crazy right now.
Crazy. The count of equity-rich properties in the fourth quarter of 2020 represented over 30%, or about one in three of the 59 million mortgage homes in the U.S.
Right, Frank. So if you add the 38% of the homes that are owned free and clear with the nearly 19% of all homes that have at least 50% equity, so it's 30% of the remaining, 62% with a mortgage, we realize that nearly 57% of all homes in the country have a minimum of 50% equity right now.
Yeah, Rob, that's way better than the equity situation in 2008.
That is true. So the wrap up here is this time housing supplies are at an historic low. Demand is real and correctly motivated. And yes, when the forbearance process is over, we should expect more homes to hit the market. However, they probably won't be short sales because most homeowners have equity. So even if they had to sell, they can still avoid foreclosure because they have a lot of equity.
And even if there were to be drop in prices, homeowners have enough equity to be able to weather a dip in home values. This is nothing like 2008. In fact, it's the exact opposite.
That's right, Frank. So if you're a potential home seller, you are definitely in the driver's seat. And with the Radio Realtors, we are all about options. So if your home is in great shape, you can do a traditional sale where the Radio Realtors will target market more potential buyers than anybody.
With our target marketing, Rob, we are getting our sellers 20 to 200,000 more for their homes.
And remember, if your home just needs a little sprucing up, let us come by for a quick tour of your home and assess what needs to be done. And maybe you don't have the funds available yourself to take care of that. Well, the Radio Realtors, we will front that money to get the job done so that you can get top dollar for your home.
You know, Rob, I don't think anyone is offering that.
Right, Frank. And last but not least, maybe you need or want an all-cash offer. And with the Radio Realtors Easy Solutions Home Sale Program, we have that option for you.
Yeah, let us take a look at your home and see if your home would qualify for an all-cash offer. No gimmicks. We look at your home, we talk it over, and in many cases, we can have the money in your pocket in as little as 14 days.
That's right. So whatever your home sale situation is, the Radio Realtors have got you covered. We have more more options than anybody else, and we will get you top dollar for your home and then some.
So call or text us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337 or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
So one more time, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337 or online at theradiorealtors.com. That is theradiorealtors.com. And that's all the time we have for this show.
Make it a great week, everybody.
You know, some things are worth the wait, but in today's real estate market, you don't have time to wait for an inexperienced lender to take 30 days or longer to close your loan. That's why we recommend Jeff Compton. Jeff can close your purchase or refinance loan in 14 to 21 days in most cases. If you want great interest rates, low fees, and a quick close, you want Jeff Compton and Guild Mortgage. 916-765-2900 or online at jeffcompton.com. NMLS ID number 298997. Equal housing lender.
With the price of real estate right now, who can afford to buy a home with potential problems? That's why Golden State Home Inspections provides you with a detailed report full of information not offered by other inspectors. With Golden State, they promise you the highest quality inspections with an educational room-by-room walkthrough so you fully understand the condition of the home that you want to buy. Don't gamble with your home purchase. Schedule your inspection now at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. That's GoldenStateHomeInspections.com.
If you're like many people in Northern California, your home is your greatest asset. You've spent years working to build your equity. Now's the time to put that equity to work with a reverse mortgage from Kathy Skoda at American Advisors Group. Learn about how you can tap into this important resource and create a sound financial plan that'll help you retire better. Call Kathy Skoda today at 866-961-6345. 866-961-6345.
NMLS ID number 1039827. Equal housing lender.
If you're like me, and I know I am, you hate to lose. And it doesn't matter if it's your favorite basketball team, your local softball games, or your fantasy football league. When it comes to buying a home, your attitude should be the same, because in home buying, second place is first place loser. Robert Lewis here at the Radio Realtors. We're real estate pros. We like to win, and we'll contribute up to $5,000 of our commission to prove it. Call us or text us at 833-32-RADIO or online at the Radio Realtors.
If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all, financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 3337.